we want to give you a special welcome and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on Danny Johnson's Monday Night Success Call. Now, folks, the purpose of this call is to give you and your organization a weekly tool to build your business faster and stronger in a shorter period of time. Now, these calls we do every week. They're free. They're open and available to any representative from any company or organization. And each week, Danny's going to focus on a different area of your business and give you tips to help you reach your goals. And Danny knows firsthand what it takes to overcome adversity and succeed in business. She went from living out of her car with $2.03 to her name to making her first million within 2 years by the age of 23. And Danny has gone on to develop many six and even seven-figure income earners in our industry and beyond through her training seminars. And for more information, you want to go ahead and click on DannyJohnson.com, that's D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, and click into the Work at Home Profit Zone, and there you're going to get tons and tons of information on what's going on. And we have some incredible news and announcements coming up when Danny is finished tonight, so make sure you hang on because you are not going to want to miss this information. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to Danny Johnson. Danny, are you with us?
I am.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and I personally want to welcome you here tonight to this call. I really want to thank the leaders that actually told you to get on this call. You obviously are working with people that believe in you, that are dedicated to your success, that believe strongly in going the extra mile to booking something like this call for you to be able to participate with. So please count your blessings and make sure you thank the person that actually invited you tonight to this call, because I believe that this call tonight is going to impact your life, no question, for the better. For those of you that are brand new here and I've never had the chance to meet you personally, I'd love to introduce myself through the telephone. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who had a very horrible upbringing. My parents were complete drug addicts, and they were very abusive in every way you can imagine, emotionally, verbally, mentally, physically abusive. And so I wasn't one of those people that had a whole lot of confidence and felt like, oh, I'm going to make it, you know, someday I'll do this and someday I'll go there. I wasn't one of those people. I wasn't a dreamer at all. And so when I was 19, I got introduced to going into business for myself. And I didn't think that someone like me would ever succeed in any kind of a business, but I also thought, man, if those people could be doing that well in that short a period of time, what if it takes me 20 years to learn what it takes, to learn the skills that I need in order to succeed? And if I screw up their income by 90%, I still would be earning a six-figure income. So on a failure equation, I got started. And my first 6 months, I failed because I did not know what I was doing. I had quit my job, came in full-time, which was my first business mistake, and working at it full-time, I got absolutely nowhere. I did not possess the skills. I did not know what I was doing, so I was just hitting brick wall after brick wall and going further and further into debt each and every month. After I went to a training seminar, after a two-day weekend, in fact, done by an expert, it was somebody that had become a millionaire, and I had learned directly from that person, I came out of that first 2 days, and it was very expensive. I mean, plane tickets, accommodations, the fee to get in, everything was really, really expensive, and it meant that I was going to have to finance it on my credit cards once again. And it was a big risk, and it was very scary because I thought, what if I go and I don't get anything out of it? What if I go and it doesn't work? What if it's a bunch of hype? What if it's a bunch of nonsense? Well, thank God it was none of the above. I came out, and I made $4,000 in just 8 short days, bringing in 25 brand-new business associates to work with me in my business. We did thousands and tens of thousands of dollars in volume, and it was really an amazing miracle. The next month, I brought 11 people back to that next training seminar with me because I figured, why not let the expert teach my people? And so they wound up being taught directly by the horse's mouth. They came out, did a ridiculous amount of volume. I made $11,000 that very second check. Just a few months later, my check was just under $21,000, and I got a little cocky and decided to pursue the dream of getting married and having kids. I did so, met a guy and married him on a whim. And just a few months after we were married, he took off with another woman to Japan and wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, completely destitute, 50 pounds overweight, completely depressed, and suicidal. After several weeks of being homeless, I found a job as a cocktail waitress. Hated that job. I mean, I went from being in business and earning just under $21,000 a month to a cocktail waitress. Living out of my car, no friends, no family, 3,000 miles away from where I had grown up. Everything was unfamiliar and everything was very unstable. After several weeks of being homeless and not getting ahead as a cocktail waitress, I started another business from the skills that I had learned the year before. And I implemented those things that I had learned in all those seminars that I traveled around the country going to. And from that next business, I wound up making in 45 days, I made over $18,000. In fact, the first 10 hours alone made over $2,000 from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. My first 10 months, in my 10th month, actually, my income that month was over $80,000 in a month, broke all the international sales records in that company. First year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. Now, for some of you, you might be thinking, wow, how do you do that? I mean, what did you do? What did you say? How did you go there? I know I'd be asking the same thing. If I were in your shoes, I'd be asking the same exact thing, like, how? Tell me, what am I supposed to do? How can I do that too? Or, man, you know, you must have got lucky. It had nothing to do with luck, buddy. It had everything to do with skills that I had learned and that I had implemented, some marketing strategies and some knowledge that I had acquired along the way that seemed to put out profits. And here's the other side of it. I actually got started in a recession. In fact, the month that I got started, the hotels in the area, I lived in Hawaii, the hotels in the area laid off thousands of people because the Gulf War had hit, and all of a sudden the occupancy for all the hotels in these like five-star resorts went from 90% occupancy down to 33% occupancy, and others like 50%. And so all hotel help was being laid off in large groups, large numbers, thousands of people were laid off. And this is the same time that I'm starting a business. And so found quickly that the business that I was in was a good business and was recession-proof because I actually prospered greatly during a recession. Do you want to know how to prosper greatly in a recession? Well, right now, the topic that I have for you tonight is three steps to doubling your income over the next 12 months. You see, over the next 12 months, there's going to be a lot of people who have lost their homes. They got in way over their heads. They suckered into some mortgage deal that they should have never done. Our government obviously has been doing some stupid stuff with the dollar, printing their own money and having no value to it. Today, our dollar ain't worth squat. In fact, we just hit record lows in both arenas, real estate as well as in the actual dollar. And so right now, we are in a recession like I don't think we've ever seen one that is about to come. Like, at the beginning of it, I honestly do not think that in my lifetime I've ever seen anything more economically frightening and terrifying than what we're looking at right now. All the more reason why you need to learn how to double your income inside of the next 12 months. How can you become somebody that others must seek out to do business with because they are struggling, they're losing their homes, they are declaring bankruptcy, foreclosures, ridiculous. I mean, thousands and thousands of foreclosures are going on all over the country right now, and it's about to get worse. And so how are you going to be one that is standing when people are falling to your left and to your right? How are you going to make sure that you're not one of those falling, but instead you are one of those that people are turning to saying, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Will you show me? I promise you these three steps are going to show you how you can become one of those people. So I hope you got a pen and paper ready because I am ready and passionate about this message that I have for you. And if you follow these three steps, I promise you, you are going to succeed in the next 12 months. You will not recognize your life. You will not know even yourself 12 months from today because you'll be in a dynamically different position and you'll take it back to this Monday night call where you said, oh my gosh, I actually listened. Oh my gosh, I actually paid attention. Oh my gosh, I finally got my stupid ego out of the way and I did what I was told to do. So let me show you three steps to double your income. Number one, the marketplace pays for value, my friends. I'm going to say that again. The marketplace pays for value. You see, what determines your value in the marketplace is your skill set. Your skill set is what determines the value in which you trade hours for dollars or trade results for dollars. You see, most of us in our daily profession trade hours for dollars instead of results for dollars. I want to help you get to the point where you are able to produce results in exchange for dollars. You see, let me explain this and make it plain. You see, the marketplace really does pay for value. Look at amateur musicians versus professional musicians. Amateurs don't get paid. They're usually the ones singing in somewhere in our churches, volunteering their time and volunteering their voice. Well, then you've got professional musicians, like Issa, for example, that gets brought in to all different types of venues as she's being brought into Los Angeles this coming weekend. And so when you look at professional musicians actually earn an income in that profession, it's the same with athletes. You know, you've got amateur ball players, you got professional ball players. What is the difference between the two? The difference is the pay that they receive for the skill and the results they produce. You see, the only thing that produces results are skills. Skills produce results. Hairdressers are the same. Two types of hairdressers that you've heard me talk about. You've got the hairdressers that went to beauty college 30 years ago and never went back to increase their skill set. Therefore, they have the same old people coming into their salon getting the same old tight little blue hair curly perms. And then you've got those in San Francisco that have continued to increase in their skill set, increase their ability working with the public, increase their marketing skills, increase their financial skills, and therefore making millions of dollars owning a hair salon. Surgeons, you take a heart surgeon and a brain surgeon, okay? Or you take a general MD and a brain surgeon. What is the difference between the two? Money is the difference between the two. One makes more money for the same work and effort that they're putting forward. How? Because he has a higher skill set. He has specialized knowledge is why he is able to earn more money for the same amount of hours that a general MD puts in. So the problem is this. Most of us have picked professions and learned skill sets that don't fund our dreams or aspirations. Like, for example, maybe you have a dream or a goal of giving ridiculous amounts of money to charities. Maybe it is buying a home for your parents if you had great parents and you loved them. Maybe it is secretly paying off the debt of a grandparent. Maybe it is traveling the world and seeing all that was created. Maybe it is sending your kids to that private education, having clothes for them that they are excited about. You understand? Being able to say yes for a change instead of no, we can't afford it. Whatever it is, I want you to understand that whatever profession you have chosen a profession that has a certain level of skill sets that produce income. Now, unfortunately, most of us have picked something that maxes out at a level that does not fund how we want to live our lives. You know, could you imagine if somebody actually sat us down when we were, like, leaving high school or going into college or whatever and said, okay, what kind of life do you want? What kind of lifestyle are you looking for? Instead of us just going, I think I want to be a secretary or I think I want to be a mechanic and I think I want to fix Hondas, right? Let's say that we come up with that, not even looking at, okay, what is the highest income I could ever earn in that profession? And does that equal what I want to do in my life? I do this all the time with young people. You know, young people will say, oh, I want to own a restaurant. Okay, well, are you planning on having any kids? Cool. Well, then you better learn how to deal with people and recruit great management because you will not raise your own children. Somebody else will if you own a restaurant. Do you understand what I mean? Really looking at what do I want to do with my life? How much money do I need to make to do the things and live the life that I really want to live? Most of us did not do that when we first headed out. You see, money, my friends, is a tool, just like a saw. You use it to build orphanages, or you can use it to kill people, as we're about to see in the movie theaters coming up here October 31st. Stupid, stupid movies. So, money, it's a tool. It's a tool that helps you get to where you want to go. Money is not evil. The people behind the money are either evil or they are good. The truth is this. You are all doing something. Right now, you are involved either in a company, either you're working for a company or you're contracted in with a company that has, you know, a certain standard of expertise, meaning there's the executives, there's the policies and procedures, there's whatever else that they all have put together. And inside of your company, all that work there or are contracted there have access to the same executive staff. Then, of course, there is the product or service that you bring to the marketplace. Everyone has access to the same product or service. They don't have, like, a different one for if you are, you know, Hispanic, but if you are white, then you get the lesser generic brand. It doesn't work that way. Everyone has access to the same. Same with the money situation. Everyone has access to the same compensation structure inside of the current company you are operating in. They all have access to the same compensation structure. And so it's whether or not you have the skills to maximize the compensation structure. Look at it. Isn't that how a corporate structure works? The people at the top make the most money. Why? Why? Because they have more skills than the people at the bottom. Because they produce more results than the people at the bottom. Because they produce more activity and get things done more than the people at the bottom. It's all based on skill, my friends. And so if you're tired of being at the bottom, if you're tired of being broke, then you have to realize you are the only variable in this equation of success. It is what you do with the company. It's what you do with that product and service. It's what you do with that compensation plan with your skill set that determines how much you're going to get out of it. You see, if you are walking around with a bunch of excuses, then you're never going to get the results that you want. You see, skills produce results. Results produce money. Excuses produce nothing. Like, well, you know, well, that guy, he just gets special treatment, you know, and you know, I don't have any support from my spouse, so I'll never make it. Or, you know, everyone that's young seems to do well with our company, but, you know, I'm too old, so that's why I'm not doing well. Really? Gosh, then, man, what would you do if I told you I had a woman that was 76 years old who was a Harley-riding great-grandmother that made $3,600 after her first steps? One little component after our inside of our complete system that is a path for you to succeed on, and you're this great grandmother who rides a Harley, made $4,600 in 1 week. What's your excuse? I don't care what your age is. It doesn't make a difference. And then there's some of you that use the excuse of your personality. Really? Wow. Does personality have anything to do with getting your driver's license from the DMV? No. Does personality have anything to do with learning how to brush your teeth? Does personality have anything to do with anything? Give me a break. You cannot use your personality as an excuse. Do shy people not get their driver's license? No. Equal opportunity. And so if we are going to allow our excuses, like our personality or lack thereof, or we're going to use our spouse as an excuse because they do not support us, or we're going to use our children as an excuse because they take so much time for us to raise them, whatever excuse you're going to use, just understand, whatever excuse you live under is the excuses you will attract from other people. Because birds of a feather flock together. As soon as you learn what it takes, here's what I know. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because I've seen, I've experienced, I've tasted. I have watched others and have led others. I've had the privilege and honor that God has given me the chance to lead others down the same exact path and watch them take it step by step. And guess what's happened to them? Success. I want you to know that whether you're here for the charities, whether you're here for buying a home for your parents, paying off debt, traveling the world, being able to say yes to your children instead of no, being able to get rid of some of your stress, build up your retirement, whatever it is that you're here for, buy that dream car, dream house, whatever, buy an island. I don't know why you're here, but here's what I do know. Your excuses are the only thing stopping you. I do know that the American dream is alive and well. It is living. It is alive. It's flourishing. For those who are willing to do what it takes to learn how to get it. Are you whining about how hard it is? Or are you learning the skills you need to get it? Are you coming up with excuses and reasons why the company isn't right and how they need to change a policy, or why the product needs to change or the service needs to get better? Are you busy analyzing the compensation structure? Are you coming up with excuses as to why it doesn't work for you? Or are you investing the time and money in learning how to get it, how to make it work for you? There's thousands of other people that are. Why not you join the army of people that are doing what it takes to increase their skills so they can? Think right now. What are you good at? and how did you get that way? I want you to think back to your first job. How much did the market pay you for the value you were producing? What was the hourly rate that you were earning? Okay, was it a dollar an hour? Was it less than a dollar an hour? My first job was a babysitter making a dollar an hour. So was yours a dollar an hour? How did you get from that starting point of a dollar an hour or even less or a little more to where you are right now? I want you to write down what the amount is. You're there in the privacy of your own home. Write it down. Is it $25,000 a year? Is it $50,000 a year? And I'm talking about between everything that you have going on, from rental properties that you have, from investment that you have, from your job, from a part-time business, whatever it is that you have, some other part-time thing that you have going on, some writing that you do. I want you to add up all the money that you make on a monthly basis. And I want you to ask yourself, how did I get from making a dollar per hour to making this, or how did I get from making X amount of dollars per month to making this per month? How did you get there? I know how I got to where I'm at. I know how I went from a dollar an hour to making millions of dollars. I know exactly how I got there. I made an investment. In fact, I made a $25,000 investment into my skill. Did I have the $25,000? No. I was like 20 years old. Where was I going to get $25,000? I didn't have $25,000. I borrowed it from Visa and MasterCard and American Express, actually. I also borrowed some from my boyfriend. I did. I borrowed it from anybody that was willing to get it, and I kept borrowing it and kept borrowing it, and guess what happened? It paid off. In fact, it paid dividends, and it's continued to pay me now for 18 years. That initial skill that I invested into, that $25,000 for my chosen profession, has made me millions. Many of you invested $25,000 into a college education that when you signed up for it, you had no idea what you were going to do with it, and you still aren't doing anything with it. Well, what was the mistake there? You didn't learn a new skill set. You gained knowledge that did not produce skills. There's a big difference, my friends. If you're going to seminars that are not teaching you skill sets and strategies and giving you a system to run on, guess what? You're wasting your time and money. All you're doing is puffing yourself up with knowledge that doesn't produce a result. I was recently in an interview with a producer, and I said, listen, I said, you know, all that self-help stuff is nothing but crap in my book. And they were shocked. What? Yeah, self-help ain't self-help if it is not producing a result. I'm glad the person feels good after listening to those CDs. But if it is not helping them get promoted in their job, if it is not improving their marriage and profiting in their marriage, if they're not profiting with raising their kids, if they are not advancing their business, the self-help is nothing but a bunch of hogwash. It doesn't mean anything. If it doesn't produce a result, it ain't worth squat. So the bottom line is this. If you're going to school even right now just to puff up with knowledge but aren't learning a new skill set, you are wasting your time because the marketplace does not pay for your knowledge. They pay for your skill. Isn't that wild? They pay for your skill and what you've produced with that skill. So what have you invested into your skill for this phenomenal business venture that is limitless in the area of income potential? What have you invested? What is the amount of money or time that you invested into this business venture that you're playing with that has unlimited potential, that has no boundaries, that has no borders, that is not limited to the amount of time you have to put into it? No, no, no. But it's totally limited by your skill of whether or not you know how to put other people to work and help them succeed in it. Do you know how to do that? Could you imagine how much your business would pay you if you possessed the skill to work in a limitless income potential business? Write down right now, what is your business paying you? Write down, how much do you want it to pay you? Okay, write down, how much is it paying you right now? Now I want you to write down, how much do you want it to pay you? Here's my next question. How are you going to get there? How are you going to cross over? What is the bridge from what it's paying you now? Let's say it's paying you $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month. Or let's say it's paying you $10,000 a month, whatever it is. And let's say you have written down, I want to double it. Well, I hope so. This topic tonight is 3 steps to double your income. So how are you going to cross from where you're at right now to what you want it to pay you in a year from now? How are you going to get there? You got it. Increase your skill. Here's an example. What if you had the skill to handle objections in a non-confrontive, non-threatening, non-pushy way? In fact, what are your closing ratios right now? Are your closing ratios that if you are marketing a product or a service, are your closing ratios, meaning the ratio of people that make a decision to join you with your product or service, is it 1 in 10, meaning that you show, you present it to 10 people and one person says yes and 9 say no? Is it 1 out of 20? Is it 5 out of 10? What is it? Write it down right now. As you can see, I'm creating a formula for you. So what are those ratios right now? Is it 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 100? Write that amount down. Now, I want you to go along this road with me. If you were to double your closing ratios, you would double your income. With the same amount of time spent, instead of, okay, let's say you only have 2 hours a night, instead of getting 1 out of 10 to say yes, what if you increased your skill and now 2 out of 10 are saying yes? Instead of 5 out of 10 saying yes, now 10 out of 10 are saying yes. Same amount of time. You made the same investment of time, but you increased your ability, you increased your skill in that same 2 hours, that instead of only having 1 out of 10 say yes, now you have 2. What happens to you? You double your income. So my point is proven there. Just like, for example, Marissa Borrell. Okay, a couple months ago, she was in a class with me. She invested quite a bit of money into her skill set of prospecting and closing. Now, how many of you, now prior to the classes, how many of you like her, okay, you practice like crazy, okay? How many of you tried that? You've tried to practice harder. You tried to get better at your business. You're working harder, trying harder, working harder, getting the same result, and wound up with minimal results. Have you ever done that? You know why you do that? Because you've been programmed to believe that practice makes perfect. Well, I'm here to tell you that is a half-truth. That is, like, so not even close to the truth, to be honest with you. Because if you practice the wrong skills over and over again, it will never produce the right results. Again, if you practice the wrong skills, it will never produce the right results, like Marissa. Marissa, prior to making an investment in part of our system, she was closing a few people a month. Well, she closed 22 people that month with this one segment of our system. Now, that's important. If you want to increase your closing ratios, but you don't want to increase your time, let's put it this way. You could double your income by doubling the hours that you work, either that or, which is working hard. Either that or, you could double your results in the same amount of time. How do you double your results? Obviously, increase your skill set. So, number two, okay? So let's get off the track that 98% of the population is on. Let's, like, remove ourselves from that track. The track of practice makes perfect. Hello, you keep practicing the wrong thing, you're still going to be frustrated with the wrong results. Number two, way to double your income is to double your exposures. If you talk to more people, you're going to get more results. All I know is if you talk to no people, you're going to get no results. If you talk to some people, you're going to get some results. If you talk to a lot of people, you're going to get a lot of results. That's just fact. But I want you to do this. Right now, how many people per day are you actually talking to? Is it one? Well, if it's one a day, what if you talk to two? Could that double your income? Of course it can. Because if right now what you're doing is just talking to one and you want to double your income and you double your effort and talk to two, well, then obviously you will double your income. You need to learn techniques that can save you time with those exposures. Who are you exposing it to? Well, we all know that there's three types of markets to expose your business or your product or your service to. Warm market, which are people that you know, personal referrals. Lukewarm market are people that you know of or people that you meet while you're out and about. Cold market is people that have responded to some sort of advertisement, whether you've hired an advertising agency to do campaigns or you're doing your own personal ad campaign yourself. Well, if you get in front of groups of people instead of just one at a time, obviously that has a chance of doubling your income. Maybe doing two at a time, two presentations at a time instead of just one, meaning for two prospects instead of just one-to-one, maybe you do two-to-one. Learn how to leverage your time. It's a prime example. I had gotten a young man started many years ago who immediately I plugged him into part of our system, and the system actually kicked out duplication immediately, in fact, within just a couple of weeks. And initially, I had to work with him for about 2 weeks, and after that, he was left to go run off on his own. He wound up creating over $60,000 worth of volume, became the number one international producer in the company, and making $20,000 his very first month. And it took me 2 weeks to get him there. He worked the entire month, but only 2 weeks with me. Wouldn't it be awesome if you could learn how to leverage your time? Wouldn't it be awesome if you can learn how to leverage the exposures that you're doing? Meaning Chad continued to go and expose for me. He was talking to a whole mess of people and doing presentations for a mess of people that I was not talking to. Instead, I was talking to somebody else, which meant that my hours were doubled and my exposures were doubled. I actually profited just from that month, just from that one, working with that one person, $12,000. So that was beautiful. This means, my friends, in order to double your exposures, this means you must get over the fear of talking to people. This means you must get over the fear of talking to people. And what is the main reason why you don't talk to people? I know what it is. It was the same for me. Fear of rejection, fear of what people might think, fear of what people might say, fear of not knowing how, fear of making a mistake, afraid of them kind of looking at you like a slimy, pushy salesperson, afraid of losing friendships. You know, that is the main reason why we don't talk to people. And so here's the deal. But I know that you've gotten started in something because you know and you believe that it's a good thing. You know that. That's why you're here. The people that are on this call with me right now are not the people that are fickle and hypothetical. No, you're the people that have made a solid decision, and now it's, I want to succeed. What do I have to do? Please show me. That's who you are, which I feel so blessed that I get to work with you, because you're hungry and you're thirsty and you're ready and you're willing and you're teachable. And so because you're all of those things put you in a much better position to succeed, but at the same time, I know that you're struggling with fear. You're afraid of messing up. You're afraid of making a mistake, afraid of what people think. You're afraid of all those things. And I know that you believe in what it is that you're doing. And I know that you know that people out there, people that are not working with you, that they must have a chance. That you might be the only person that ever gives them the chance to get ahead. You may be the only person ever in their entire life that is going to give them a path, a proven path that will help them to succeed wildly in the marketplace. You might be the only one, and I know you know that. And I know depending on what product or service it is that you are marketing, man, I know you're behind it 100%. I know you are. There's no question in my mind. However, there's this barrier in you. You must learn how to get over the fear of talking to people. What if you could learn a way to talk to people where you could not be rejected? What if you could learn a way where they fall in love with you within 60 to 120 seconds and were asking to work with you in 5 minutes? That they were chasing you down. What if I could show you how to do that? I can show you. What if you could succeed without selling? Without sounding, looking, acting, talking like a pushy salesperson? What if you, with fullness of dignity, fully professional, could promote what you have without having people's opinions be lesser than a snail for you? But instead, they look at you in admiration and say, I want to do what they're doing. I know how to do that. I can show you how, as I have shown tens of thousands of other people. In fact, for example, Walter, one guy who in 1 week of using one component of our system made $2,000 after failing for 2 years. Now, I thank God that this man was persistent in his failure for 2 years, but honestly, I probably would have quit. But here he didn't. He persisted. He increased his skill of dealing with other people. He increased the skill of being able to get results without being a pushy salesperson, without looking, acting, walking, talking like a salesperson, but instead a man of dignity that others were saying, what do I have to do to get what you have? We can help you do that. You need to learn how to double your exposures. You need to learn how to get over that fear. You need to learn to do what it takes to get good at it. Because watch this. Think about this for a minute. What if, okay, so like right now, you invite people to take a look at your product or service or the business opportunity that you're marketing, right? What if? Instead of whatever your numbers are, so how many show up to take a look? Is it 1 in 10 that actually show up to look at your product, service, or business? Is it 5 out of 10 that look at it? Write the number down right now. Write it down. What if you doubled the amount of people that showed up? Could that double your income? Absolutely. Absolutely it could. So what if you increased your ability, your skill, in having people that say, yes, I will come to the presentation, that you had double the amount of people that did show up to the presentation? That's what happened to Marissa. She had more than double the people show up for the presentation, and she increased her closing ratios at the same time because she increased her skills in closing at the same time. So what happened to her income? Dude, I mean, she got 22 people that month. That's crazy. So number three is you need to help others to succeed. The third step in doubling your income over the next 12 months, where there will be people falling to your right and to your left and failing in a business, or many businesses. When real estate is taking a dive, and so is the dollar, if you focus on these three things, you're going to succeed this year instead of be a casualty of war this year. You see, you have all heard to get what you want, you have to help other people get what they want. We've all heard that before. That's the major reason, honestly, for my personal success in becoming a multimillionaire. In fact, that is actually our marketing plan. Who can we help to succeed? How can we make their experience with us so profound that it helps them get immediate results and that they are compelled to tell everyone they know about us and how we have helped them? How do you do it? I'm sure that's got to be what you're asking right now. How do you do it? It takes skill. It takes skill in creating an eager desire in them to succeed. It takes skill on pulling out their strengths and showing them how to use them. It takes skill in pulling their best out of them. It takes skill in knowing what to say to motivate them for their gain and to keep them motivated and moving forward. It takes skill in keeping them focused and not badgering and not nagging them to the point where they don't even want to return your phone calls anymore. It takes skill in keeping them focused without badgering and nagging. It takes skill in putting them on a track for them to make money right away within 48 to 72 hours and that they see results to the point that the people that they are working with, they're seeing results in those people and they are compelled to let more people know, let more people know, let more people know. It takes a system to manage it all, a system that is not on trial, a system that is simple. You want your people to be system dependent. You do not want them you dependent. Otherwise, your business can never grow beyond the hours that you have available for them. You only have so much time to dedicate to so many people. You can only handle so many individuals, and you can only be so involved with so many lives. So you must have a system that keeps it together and keeps it moving forward even when you are not available. That if you were to not show up for a month, the system keeps them moving forward, keeps them motivated, keeps pulling their best out in them, keeps them talking to people, keeps them making money, keeps them getting results. That's what you need. So you need a system that you and they can use to save time and double their ratios and therefore doubling their income. A system that produces results, it's a machine, a system that is a machine. For example, you put your clothes in your washing machine. What is the result when the machine goes beep? Clean clothes, right? You put gas in your lawnmower. What's the result? It cuts grass. Why? Because it was designed that way. You see, your washing machine, when it was put together producing the results of clean clothing. Lawnmowers put together producing the result of cutting grass. You put your people through a system where your people can make money easier and faster, and they didn't depend on you for their success. How awesome is that? And if they choose not to succeed, you're not the one to blame for it either. There's some great peace in that one, trust me. If your people learn how to handle objections, think about this. This is what I'm saying. You've got to focus and learn the skill of helping other people to succeed. If your people learn how to handle objections without confrontation, without being pushy, without selling in a non-threatening way, all they did was double their closing ratios. Let's say that you've got five people and their closing ratios are 1 out of 10. And they learned without confrontation, without being pushy, without being salesy, with being non-threatening, they learned how to get 2 out of 10 in the same amount of time. What if your people learned that skill? What would happen? Hello? That's when your income grows exponentially. Because not only have you doubled your closing ratio, but if your organization doubled their closing ratios, this is where you hit records of momentum. What if they could double their show-up ratio, meaning instead of inviting 10 people to look at the product or the service or the company and only having 2 people show up, now they have 4 people showing up, which means they have doubled their efforts in the same amount of time. What would happen to their income? Well, they would double their income. Well, what would happen to yours? Again, exponential growth. Hey, listen, I've got a couple more minutes. I'm going to give you step number 4, okay? I'm going to give you a 4th step to doubling your income. Learn proper business time management. This is a huge, huge, huge negative for most people. They are so busy running around like a rat in a cage and not producing the results that they want. You see, the proper business time management, and you can actually find an entire call on the website for free, complimentary for you. You can go there right now, get yourself into the free membership, and download this call right away and listen to it. They actually will stream live right on the web. So what you focus on is what you get good at. So focus on where you produce the best results and the most value of your time. You see, every person I have ever asked this question gives me the same answer. Whether it is somebody who makes $200,000 a year or not, they all give me the same answer. I have interviewed countless leaders from the stage in front of their own personal organization, and I have asked people from countless companies, countless countries, and I get the same exact answer every single time. As you build your business and you naturally shift from promoting your business and your product, okay, to now shifting to training your people, when you have 10 people call you and ask you to coach them, and they are not new, they've been in for a long time. The only ones you should be coaching are brand new people for the first 30 days, and that's it, okay? 80% of your time should be in getting new business, 19% of your time is in training that new business to go get new business, and 1% of your time in problem solving. So if you had 10 old people and they call you and they want you to coach them, I ask every leader the same question every time. They've been in for a while. You actually coach them. How long does it take you with each conversation? And most of the people have said 30 minutes to 1 hour. Okay. All right, cool. Let's say that it is a 30 minutes to 1 hour. So that's 5 to 10 hours between those 10 people. So it's 5 to 10 hours. So out of those 10 people, how many of them did what you told them to do and actually got results? 99.9% of them from all over the world, from countless companies, countless countries, have said none. Sometimes maybe one. I had one cocky woman in another country say two. Then she recounted her statement. Actually, it's just one. So if you directed, look at this. You spent 10 hours coaching and the results were futile. Meaning, it didn't make you or them any money, but you wasted 10 hours. So if you directed them to a system that got results instead and prospected for those 10 hours instead of spending the 10 hours coaching and not getting paid and not them not making any money with the information you gave them, and then you're walking away frustrated because they didn't do what you told them to do, and you want to slap them the next time you see them. Instead of you and they getting frustrated, you direct them to a system that is proven that gets results, to an expert that knows how to get the results out of them. What would have happened if you spent that 10 hours prospecting instead of coaching? What would your personal results be? And all of them say the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Where were you 5 years ago? No matter where I'm at, this is what they all say. You need to have a system that forces you to grow your business and work where you are deserved and not needed. It also creates a culture of for your people doing the same thing, because they do what you do, not what you say. So whatever you do duplicates. Whatever you don't do also duplicates. So Let's go ahead and recap. Those, by the way, were four steps, four things that you can do to double your income. And I know every single one of them made sense to you. So number one was the marketplace pays for value, okay? What determines your value is what? Your skill. What skills do you need to increase your production, to increase your results for every hour that you are working your business or in your job or whatever function it is that you're doing? So again, number one, the marketplace pays for value. If you increase your skills, you will increase your value going from amateur to pro. Number two was to double your exposure. Remember we talked about if you were to double the ratio, the show-up ratio, if you were to double the ratios of closing, if you were to double the ratios of people that show up and take a look at your presentation, if you were to get over the fear of talking to people, if you were to learn the key elements, the key steps in developing a rapport where people fall in love with you in 60 to 120 seconds and are asking to work with you within five, what would happen to your income? We all know the answer. It would double your income. If you double your exposures from one a day to two today, you're obviously going to double your income. It is so darn simple. It's ridiculous. And then number three was to help others to succeed. Remember we talked about this? That, yeah, not only if you were able to increase your skills in people showing up and increase the skills of people saying yes and getting started with you and getting started on your product or service, that would double your personal income. But then I said, what if you help other people do the same? What if you possess the skill that motivated them, possess the skill that got them over their excuses, that possess the skill that put them in front of a system that showed them step by step what to do, and the blood is not on your hands, and neither is the guilt, and neither is the glory, for that matter. Got it? So if you help others to succeed, and if not only you increase your ratios of 1 out of 10 showing up, but your people did too. Think about how many people are in your organization. What are their current ratios? If they doubled their ratios without doubling the amount of time spent doing it, what would happen to your income? Well, if you help other people succeed, which again is our entire marketing plan, who can we help to succeed? And how can we prove that? Hello, we provide thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of streaming audio available and video available on our website. Complimentary for you to use to build your business. How do I prove that I believe this? Because we do it. We could charge $1,000 a year. We can charge $5,000 a year. We could charge $1,000 right now for the call that I just did. We don't. Why? Because we believe that if we can help you to succeed, then you will be compelled to tell other people about us. That's why. We believe that if we can provide you with a way to get yourself started, a foundation to start on, so you can begin to increase your skill set, which will increase your value to the marketplace, which will double your income, we know clearly that you will succeed. You will double your income, and you'll be compelled to let other people know about it. Number four, and again, I promised you three, I gave you four, was to learn proper business time management. Could you imagine if you actually became extremely efficient with your time? Could you imagine if you were actually able to focus on the key things that produce the best results? Could you imagine if you possessed the skill to manage your time properly? I mean, how absolutely crazy would your life be? I mean, how awesome would it be? I mean, could you imagine not stressing out and freaking out and not like running from one task to the next? Could you imagine living your life by design instead of by default? Could you imagine instead of life living you that you actually directed it instead? Could you imagine not feeling like your head was cut off and your body was running in an opposite direction? I mean, could you imagine how awesome that would be? Could you imagine if you actually learned how to manage it all, like the kids and the spouse and the relationship and the marriage and the other relationships and the other family members that are involved in your life? As well as, could you imagine being able to, because you learn how to manage your time right, how? To do the things you really want to do. If the only thing is stopping you is skill, I can't encourage you enough. It is time to do something about it. It clearly is time to stop what you're doing right now and to take a step in the right direction so that you will be one of those people that others are going to and saying, how did you do that? Please show me. I will do anything. Please give me a chance. Do you want to be that person that others come to and ask how? Do you want to be that person that others trust? Do you want to be that person that's got that amazing, excellent professional ability that marvels other people and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get that same ability and skill? Could you imagine if that was you? Well, right now you're in the right position to learn how to get it. Right now you're in the right position to do what it takes. I promised you at the beginning of this call that I was going to show you three steps that will double your income. That while your competitors are falling to the left and to the right, and while people are having a hard time financially, I promise you, right now we are in a recession, and I promise you, I've been in a recession twice, and I have succeeded ridiculously in the recession twice. I've watched the real estate market fall twice. In fact, I bought my first home at the top of the market, and the market crashed right after that. I have been in business during bad times, and I will tell you, I've prospered during bad times. Do you know the mysteries of how to do that? Do you know the system how to do that, the secrets of how to do that? If you don't and you don't want them, well, then hang up the phone right now. But if you don't know what those mysteries are and what those secrets are, you better do what I did, and that's make an investment into your skill so that you can get it. I'm going to direct you right now. I know that right now there are some of you who are deadly serious about being one of those that in a recession not only are stay standing, but they have prospered in a famine. You want to be one of those people instead of one of the ones that are falling and failing and needing a hand up or a hand out. You'll be one of those that's being able to give the hand up and the hand out. I know that there's a few of you that are deadly serious about that. I'm really only looking for nine. I'm looking for nine absolute serious individuals at the moment who are ready to step up out of mediocrity, who are ready to step up out of frustration and stress, who this call made absolute perfect sense to you, where you are clearly saying, yes, Danny, oh my gosh, does that make sense? That sounds so simple. You know why? Because it is. We complicate it by trying to find other avenues to double our income. Instead of doing what the marketplace actually does, increase your skill, you increase your value. You increase your value, you increase your income. Do you have the skill of prospering in a recession? I do. Do you want to get it? Then I'm looking for nine, and only nine, serious people. Why? I can only work with so many. And I am looking to do several things, and JP is going to make an announcement about what I'm doing. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm actually giving a $1,000 gift. Now, JP, please listen carefully because this does not say this on your form. I'm giving a $1,000 gift, and the first ones that are actually going to receive it are the ones that are going to take advantage of the system, the main part of the system that's taking place October 6th and 7th. Okay, JP, so that you know that and that you announce that properly, is that those are the ones that will be first in line that respond tonight to receive this $1,000 gift. I am deadly serious. I am looking for my next poster child. You have all seen the pictures, you've all seen the videos, you've all seen on the website all the testimonials. I'm looking for brand new fresh stories. I'm looking to swipe all those away, and I'm looking to put brand new fresh headline and stories up there where the rest of you go, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Oh my gosh, how'd that person do that? I'm looking to raise up poster children where people will say, how did they do it? How do I do what they did? I'm ready to go to work. And so I'm looking for those trailblazers. Here we are in October. It's October 1st. I'm looking for the forerunners. I'm looking for the trailblazers who are going to set an example in their company. They're going to set the stage for and the standard for what happens through the rest of 2007 while everyone else is whining about the recession, while everyone else is whining about finances, that you actually are the ones that rise up and do what it takes, and you make it, and you are the standard, and you are the example for everyone else in your company to follow. I'm looking, and I'm deadly serious about it. You'll see when JP makes these two announcements, and if you are deadly serious about becoming a part of that, and you're wanting to actually learn the steps, meaning I gave you four steps on how to double your income. Do you want to know how to get over your fear of talking to people? Do you want to know how to increase the skills where they need to be increased? Do you want to know how to handle the objections that are happening right now because of the mortgages, because of the houses, because of the stock market, because of the dollar? Do you want to know how to handle that stuff? Do you want to know how to have that increased posture so that none of that stuff affects you? Do you want to know how to motivate the people that you're working with? Do you want to know how to pull the best out of them? Do you want to know how, without badgering, without selling, non-confrontive, easier way to be able to get results? Do you want to know how to manage it all to where you don't lose your life, you don't lose your spouse, you don't lose your kids for success. If you want to learn how, here's your next step. Number one, go to workathomeprofitzone.com/events. workathomeprofitzone.com/events. The names I see right now on the computer screen that are registering right now, and those that I have already seen who have registered, hundreds of people going to Los Angeles this coming weekend, those that I see, obviously, are going to learn how to get people not only working with them, but how to keep them in and keep them moving forward. JP, I'm going to turn this call back over to you. And thanks so much, you guys, for your attention. And JP's got a special gift and announcement that he's got for you. JP, the call is yours.
Thanks, Danny. Unbelievable call. Guys, I told you before the call, and Danny referred to it as well, that we were going to let you in on something incredible. And I'm going to do that in just a second. But want to make sure that you understand what Danny just talked about. And want to ask you a couple of simple questions. Do you want to know how to bring the prospects to their knees and effortlessly handle their objections and learn how to watch them talk themselves right into joining your business? Do you want to know how to get people to talk to face-to-face where you're not blowing it? Do you want to stop procrastinating and get to work? Do you want to find balance with your family and your business? Do you want to stay consistent and focused in everything that you do? Do you want to increase your closing ratios dramatically by just implementing a few simple steps? You want to learn how to do all this stuff? Then you need to get the first steps to success this weekend, October 6th and 7th in Los Angeles. And you can go to firststeps2success.com. That will get you there directly. And we're going to watch and see who registers. And don't forget that Saturday night there is a free session. It's spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life. We have live music. You can invite people who aren't interested in business, but bring them down. They will be touched by the powerful message that Danny's going to be delivering on Saturday night. And that will also qualify you to attend the leadership seminar that's coming up November 30th, December 1st and 2nd in Los Angeles as well. It's Creating a Dynasty. It is our advanced leadership seminar. And there's also some group coaching classes that are starting this month on October 9th and 11th successively on prospecting and closing, 4-week classes. You can get more information on that at the Work at Home Profit Zone. Now, also, if you want to leave us an audio testimonial, go ahead and give us a call at 800-609-9006. That's 800-609-9006, extension 2991, extension 2991. We want to hear about your success. Now, here are the two things that Danny was talking about. First of all, Danny's schedule, we're booking it for 2008. It's already about 80% full. And she just finished doing a private speaking engagement for a corporation, much like the company that you represent, their product or services. And there were 3,000 people in attendance. And a few days after that event was over, we actually received an email from an executive in the company. And this is a company that's been in business for a lot of years, saying, "Thank you so much for being part of our convention and making it the very best that we've ever had." And so if you want to schedule Danny for your next corporate event, we have a few dates available on a first-come, first-served basis. So the best way to do that is contact us via email. Now write this down. This is a special address, email address, if you want to consider having Danny speak for your company live. That's Danny Live, D-A-N-I, live at DannyJohnson.com. Send us a note. Let us know the particulars, when the event is, and we'll see if we can fit it into the schedule. Or you can call us directly at 800-918-1354. That's 800-918-1354. And we will do everything we can to try to fit you in the schedule. It's already crazy. Now, this is what Danny was talking about. Those of you that were going to step up to do First Steps to Success, and we're watching the registrations as we speak, Danny has a $1,000 gift for you. And we're going to give it to those who are serious about building their business to big profits in the next 90 days. And as she said over and over and gave you the four examples, Danny is looking to help you double your income this year and she's looking to raise up some brand new stories. She's looking for the next poster child that we can brag about your success for this next year and years to come. Now, there are only so many hours in a day, so she's opening up her calendar to do team conference calls. So if you're a leader and you have a team and you're currently doing conference calls, this is something that you should take advantage of. And basically, Danny's going to jump on your call and get your team not only motivated, because that happens when Danny equips them, but she's going to give them the skills they need to bust out and start producing like you're not able to get them to do. And that's not a knock on you, but hey, they listen to other people sometimes more than they listen to people they're closest to. And that's like our families and our kids and everything else. And Danny is a multimillionaire who's going to give them, equip them with the skills on your conference call. That's worth $1,000. So in order to be considered for one of those calls, we know there's going to be a huge demand, and we're going to do our best to get Danny on your calls. You're going to email us at teamcall@dannyjohnson.com. That's teamcall@dannyjohnson.com, or again, call us directly, 800-918-1354. Folks, if you're not taking advantage of this, you're sleeping, because this is an amazing opportunity for you, and we can't wait to hear the fruit that comes out of this special offer that Danny has given to you. So register for First Steps. Get yourself, get Danny on one of your calls. Get Danny to speak for your corporate event. And we want to know what you thought about the call tonight, so go ahead and log on to www.telldanny, that's TELLDANI.com, and give us your feedback on tonight's call. I know that was a lot to absorb, but we just want to see who the next poster child is that we can brag about your success. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. We appreciate you being on the call. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and I want everyone to scream out good night and God bless. Here we go.